You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. All right. We have begun. And we only have an hour. And in fact, our guest who's calling in from the great state of Texas, who I'll be introducing in a moment or two, will not have the whole hour with us because he has other commitments. But we will take advantage of what time he does have with us. But first and foremost, I have to go through the traditional opening to introduce my co-hosts. First, the venerable and recently miraculously healed Ed Skiba.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I had a stent placed in my LDA, left descending aorta, which is the widowmaker.
Yeah.
And I feel like a new creation.
Hey, hallelujah.
I feel like a new man. I had no blood flow to many parts of my body that evidently were critical.
And, you know, this some delayed growth might happen here, right? You might gain a couple more inches and have to get...
My hair will come back?
Your hair will come back? I don't know about that.
All right.
But
beautiful South Florida morning.
You look really good.
That, by the way, is a popular artery for occlusions, because that's where my stent was put in.
Yeah.
And now
I had that bypassed once before, 12 years ago.
That's right.
And now above the bypass it occluded, but it was only 95%, and the surgeon was able to go in and place a stent and opened it back up again. And
amen.
it's miraculous.
That's a hallelujah moment. You've been prayed for. A lot of people are praying for you, brother. And then Ann Limhoko.
Such a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you with us. You're coming on board as a co-host has just... It's just rounded out, you know, a really great team, I think.
Oh, I love it. It's all God's led. With all of you.
It's all God's led.
As I keep saying, the rose among thorns.
Rose among thorns,
we
yes.
We need some women in this comedy hour.
Yes, really. And that leads me to introduce our guest, Maurice Brown. Maurice, welcome to the front line.
Amen. Man, it's great to be here. I'm honored to be on your show, and let's have a great conversation.
We will. I know we will. I want, by way of introduction, I want to mention that I met Maurice and his lovely wife at the 12th annual Christian Film and Music Festival in May. That's in Orlando always. And I have to tell you, Maurice, before I went down, normally I've gone there 2 years prior, and I've been hungry for interviews. So everybody I talked to, if this sounded like they knew anything about Jesus, you know, I'd get an interview, and
good.
I found out that I was overdoing it. So I said to my wife this year, I said, I'm not going to be that hungry. I'm going to let the Spirit of God open doors. Mm-hmm. And so there were only two people I met that really I felt the Lord wanted me to interview, and one was you, Maurice. And
okay.
Not just because the Lord said to do it, but you have a ministry that I am personally excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You have a ministry that more Christians need to be open to be praying for in the larger body of the church and in the world, and a ministry that brings the true heart of Christ to people, and that's comedy. That is, you're a Christian who does comedy, and we talked there before we went on the air, Maurice, about the fact that, you know, many people hear the phrase Christian comedian, they think that all they do is go to the church and say funny things that with a Christian slant. And the truth is, Christian comedians like you, brother, are going into the world. You're doing exactly what Jesus said, go forth into the world, make disciples of all nations, and the world's wherever he sends you. And to bring clean, fresh, you know, comedy that doesn't have bad words. It doesn't have, it's not profane. And you go on all different kinds of venues. So I wanted to thank you for being willing to be interviewed today and to share your ministry with us.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Yeah, I'm definitely willing to go to all venues with my style of comedy, which is clean and Christ-centered and Holy Spirit-led. And, you know, you'd be surprised. I mean, Christians are just like everyone else in the world. We're going through the same problems. We face the same challenges. We fail at the same challenges that everybody fails at. And so when you can make light of that so that everyone can understand, hey, listen, we're all in this thing together, whether we like it or not.
Amen. Amen.
We're all in this same boat together, so let's talk about it in a lighthearted way and laugh together. Maybe somewhere along the line, some lost souls can get saved.
Amen. I wanted to get into your... you know, more about your ministry and your approach. But tell us, just start us out with, when did you meet the Lord and, you know, what was going on in your life before that?
Well, I met the Lord in 1991, but leading up to that, what was going on in my life was a lot of dysfunction and a lot of drug use in college, and my parents put me in a 30-day detox center, and I got out of there. I lied to every doctor that I talked to so I could get out.
Yeah, I hear that.
I never had any intention of changing. I just wanted to get out. So anyway, that being said, the Lord showed me a picture of myself because I was all cleaned up, and I didn't like that person, and I mentioned, I said, I had every intention of, you know, continuing the life I was living, and I God showed me who I was, and I said, I don't want to be that guy again. But it wasn't enough to get me saved. I had a friend of mine that I, my best friend actually in high school, always tried to offer Christ to me, and I would always, you know, decline. I didn't understand it. And he came back to my mind. And I, you know, I looked him up, and we sat down and talked, and I said, I think I'm ready. And we prayed the prayer of salvation, and I got saved, started following the Lord, 1991. And that's kind of how it happened, you know what I mean? It's just kind of interesting. It was because my best friend had always offered Christ to me in high school, and now, you know, years later, that continued pecking away finally, you know, broke me down.
Pecking away.
Yeah, yes.
Had he not done that, I don't know that I would ever have gotten saved in the way that I did, you know. I don't think I would have. So God bless him for, you know, doing what the Holy Spirit told him to do, you know, because he just kept badgering me about salvation. And, you know, because he did, you know, once I had that moment in my life of weakness, like, you know, what is going on right now with me, Lord? I mean, I didn't even know if really to necessarily cry out to God, but I knew that I needed God, and he was the only person I could think of. I felt like I had to go and pray with him. You know, of course, you don't have to go pray with anybody. You can get saved,
amen,
you know, by yourself, but yeah. At the time, I just, well, I got to go find him. We got to talk. I said, if he offers Christ to me today, I'm accepting. And he did, and I did.
Okay. All right. That's powerful. And from that, now, did you, at what point in your journey with Christ did you begin to hear that he wanted you to have a ministry as a Christian comedian?
Well, that's a very interesting story as well, Dave. So I became a radio announcer in 1988, right in there. And long story short, after a few years, my manager came up to me and said, you know, you're really funny on the air. I think you should try stand-up comedy. And I thought, oh, that's a novel idea.
Yeah, right.
I never thought about doing that. But yeah. I was a Christian. Like I said, I got saved in 91. So over the years, when this question was posed to me, I said, well, I'll do it. I'll go to Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh, North Carolina, one of the top comedy clubs on the East Coast. Jerry Seinfeld and a lot of great comedians have performed there. And they have an open mic there every Tuesday night where they audition comedians to open up for regional headliners. So I go up there on a Tuesday night. I had to audition with all these people. They only picked four people out of about 20 or 25 people. And lo and behold, I was one of the four.
Wow.
And it was right there at North Carolina State University, and you've got all these crazy college kids. They've been drinking and partying. The stage is right there in the center of the club. So you're surrounded by the audience, you know. I've never done stand-up before. I was petrified. I was just blown away.
I can imagine.
I was like, I don't believe I'm doing this. But anyway, that was my maiden voyage into comedy, and I was a clean comedian. Everybody else was saying all kind of crazy things, and I was really overwhelmed. I did okay. I got through my set, and I said, wow, this was amazing, and I didn't do it again, though, because I didn't know if I really wanted to keep doing it. I got back into it in 1997, and I met my wife, who's a beautiful lady from Brazil, and I thought she might be more interesting than comedy.
You're right. Let's hope so.
I kind of stopped doing comedy, and we got married, and we have, you know, beautiful children. And then in 2010 we bought a cafe, and I thought, in order to bring in business, then end up get back into comedy and start producing, you know, clean shows. And once I started doing that, I never looked back.
Wow.
And I just dove in, you know, with her support, you know, head first. I said, I'm going to go for it. And, this was in 2010, and, you know, I haven't stopped doing it since.
That is so cool. Yeah. I love how God just moves us along into where he wants us to be. Sometimes it's nudging. And sometimes, yes, he picks us up and throws us off the cliff of our fear. But sounded
but
like a
grow.
Little bit of both happened in your case.
It's interesting what Maurice said, Eat, that you said you opened a cafe and you started producing clean shows. How the secular audience was receptive to all that, I would suspect.
Listen, I got to tell you, they were very receptive to it. And I had the good fortune of, I just had a ton of friends that I worked for the Department of Energy during this time, and I just had so many friends. It was amazing to me how God had blessed me with so many people that liked being around me. I had no idea the impact that I was just making as a servant of the Lord and interacting with people and talking and having conversations and, you know, sometimes hanging out on the weekend with families and things of this nature. And I had packed shows.
Wow.
The shows were packed. And they were not all believers, guys. Mm-hmm. They weren't all believers. They were just people that I had made friends with. And they trusted me enough to support me. Every show that I produced was packed.
Wow.
All of them were packed.
The Lord's
favor. And it was just a blessing from God. Just a blessing.
That's fantastic that you could influence that kind of an audience without all the filth in the world that most comedians seem to think they must put in to their show to attract the crowd.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break, Maurice, and then kind of pick up on that thread that you laid out for us before the break.
Got it.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. This is The Front Line. And today we are interviewing a really funny guy, Maurice Brown, a Christian comedian. And he was just sharing with us the kind of beginnings of his ministry. And where we'd stopped is you had opened up a cafe, you and your wife, and decided to bring Christian comedy into that environment with great success. Now, is that still ongoing, the cafe?
No. We lost the cafe in 2013.
Mm. Mm.
But we continued to produce comedy shows in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
At the time where we were residing, and we got a bigger venue. We were able to get, you know, more people to come to show. I think we did like three other venues on a regular basis, and which had more space and seating capacity, and everybody could continue to come out. I had more people come out even than before. So the shows just continued to ascend.
Mm.
And it was just utterly amazing, the turnout. And again, keep in mind, a lot of these friends of mine were not Christians, but they knew that's exactly the kind of show that they were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And they went there and they had a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a tour called the Comedy in the Kingdom Tour that I'm trying to establish with that in mind, that people who don't know the Lord
mm-hmm.
need to know that Christian comedians can make you laugh as hard, if not harder, than a secular comedian.
Amen.
I know of a Christian comedian named Tim Hawkins. Is that kind of the comedy that you do, Maurice?
Well, yes. Tim Hawkins is exactly that type of comedian, yes.
Okay.
That I want on my tour. He does the kind of comedy that I'm referring to, where he's multi-talented, and he's extremely funny.
Yes.
And he injects a message. And people, I did a show once in a secular environment where I was the only clean comedian in a club. And when I got off stage, a gentleman came up to me and said, "That was really good. I really appreciate what you did, because I didn't even realize you were not cursing until about a minute or two into your set."
You know? Wow. Yeah. Man.
You know, I really appreciate you. Thank you for doing that.
Amen. We had Henry Cho here in town a couple of years ago, and he's a Christian comedian as well. And boy, he packed out the Lyric Theater down
yes,
there.
Yes, he did.
And he was clean.
How, I'm going to ask this a couple of times during the interview.
He's got a frog in his throat, and he doesn't remember eating one.
Yeah, right. us venerable people tend to do that a lot. But yeah. Now, what was I going to say? It's something else venerable.
This is why a woman is needed in the studio. Anyways, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the one of the questions I was going to ask you is to tell people how they can, you know, find out more about you, and in that way, how they can maybe find out how to book you.
Well, you can start by going to my website, ecomedy.com, M as in Maurice, B as in Benny, E as in entertainment, comedy.com, and that's where you can start. You could also email me at MauriceBrownComedyHour@gmail.com.
Okay.
And, you know, you can also call me, you know, 703-357-6675, and you can find out everything about the Comedy in the Kingdom Tour. and how to book me personally if you just want me to come out and do a private event. That's how you can contact me.
Okay, super. And the one of the things that, I don't know if we talked about it when we met in Orlando or if it was sometime later, but today, I'm thinking now in terms of America, because that's where we live, but gosh, so many places in the world could use a break mm-hmm. from the darkness mm-hmm. that's going on, that encroaches in our culture. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that the way in which God has blessed you as a comedian and the creativity that comes from the Spirit, that when you're on stage and people are experiencing your ministry through the things you're going to say and do that make them laugh, that's really not just making people laugh, but it's actually casting away the darkness.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's I know that's mm-hmm. your perception. Could you talk a little more about when you're in the midst of doing your ministry, how you perceive that? And maybe is there one story of someone that really got blessed by your ministry?
Well, Dave, I was doing a show about almost 10 years ago now, but I'll never forget it, and it let me know that God has personally put me in comedy for his glory. I'm doing a show with, again, secular comedians. I'm the only clean comedian in the lineup. And there was a heckler there in the audience. Mm-hmm. And she was terrible. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard heckling like that before in my life. Wow. It was so bad. Mm. And I said, oh my gosh, they didn't throw her out of the venue, which I was surprised about. And I thought to myself, how in the world am I going to handle this when I get up there? You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And so anyway, I get on there and I grab the mic, and she's in the back of the room, and she stood up and she came all the way down to the front and sat right down in front of me. And I said, wow. I thought, oh my God. Oh my goodness gracious, this is going to be bad. I start my set, and, you know, I'm having a set, people are laughing, she's entertained, the heckling goes away, and I get done with my set, I have a good set, and then she later tells me, she says, I appreciate your set because you have a functional family, and
oh wow,
you have a happy family.
That's huge.
And I am being beaten by my husband every day.
Oof.
And I just want to thank you for showing me that I don't have to live the way that I'm living.
Wow.
Do you believe that?
Yes. Hallelujah. Of course, if God's in it, we believe it.
This is when the Holy Spirit moves through a person's ministry.
Yes.
When they're free.
Yes.
To step out of the way, so God can come through and touch lives. Now that's that, Maurice, is just the greatest testimony I have ever heard mm-hmm. about the reason why God calls people like yourself and gifts them with the kind of comedy that opens hearts and minds.
Yeah,
it's not just a fleeting moment of happiness, which is brain chemistry. but it is an enduring,
long-lasting
moment of great revelation. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
You know, it was really awesome. I mean, to experience something like that, I've got to tell you guys, I've never heard such horrible, horrible language coming from an individual. But she was crying out.
Yes.
It wasn't that she was, you know, an evil person. She was crying out for help,
mm-hmm.
and she just didn't know what to do. And this young lady follows me to this day on social media, everything that she continues to follow everything.
Praise
that
God.
I do.
And you know what's sad, too, is these other comedians use dysfunctional, like, relationships and family as humor. That's not funny, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, but
yeah.
Yeah, Go ahead, Maurice.
Well, it's often, if you look at television, for instance,
yeah,
and you have shows that are, quote, family-oriented, it's always the dysfunctional.
Yeah.
You get the idiot father, the overbearing mother, and the self-focused kids.
Yeah.
Not that there aren't people like that out there, but that's the stereotype.
Yeah.
And it's not a good image to portray to everyone, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
The world's effort to get rid of the family.
The nuclear family. Yeah.
Exactly.
I left words there for a minute.
It's all right. I found them. They're on the floor.
I thought I stepped on them.
Anyway, so, sorry. We don't want to diverge from our opportunity to hear from you, brother. But that is powerful, and that's a great story. It's a great witness to what God is doing. You know, I've often said to people that, and maybe, you know, you were here in the studio live a few couple weeks ago. I don't know if I said this or if I just imagined that I said it, but that it was, it's kind of, sometimes I hear people say, it's kind of a shame. The Bible never said, you know, requoted saying Jesus laughed, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they said he wept, right? That's a powerful, and from John, he wept.
Yeah.
And we know that he was fully human, so that he had every emotion humans have, and he expressed them.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any direct commentary in the scriptures. However, and this is what I love about what you're doing, brother, and those who heard the call with you, is that you are bringing a laughing Jesus into the midst of hurting people every time you do a set.
Yeah.
And that's... that's got to be encouraging to you.
I've got a question for you, Maurice. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Maurice.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to say, anytime someone tells you it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven, it's got to have some jokes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, and so because there's some people that have read that scripture and say, what is he talking about?
Yep.
That you might go and unpack that for them, Maurice, while you're doing that. Why would that have made Jesus' listeners rolling in the aisles with laughter?
Yes. I mean, Jesus said a lot of very, very funny things. I don't think he was, you know, stone-faced when he made a lot of those great comments in the parables.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really funny.
Yeah.
It was actually very funny to me.
Yes.
It's great tongue-in-cheek action by the Lord, and he was making a great point at the same time. You know, it was such a departure from the norm, a lot of the statements that he made, that you could see the truth in it. He had to have been kidding around at the same time while teaching.
Yes.
And bringing truth.
So I don't think that that the Lord is as serious as people like to portray him, you know, as this just somber guy that's, you know, teaching, you know, and only, you know, straight-faced commentary. No, I think he did like to look at things in a lighthearted way while he was telling the truth. If you really look at the statement, it's like, yeah, he's got to be cracking some of these guys up as he's telling the truth.
Absolutely. And even if all we have going for us is that we know what's been revealed to us is that he was completely human, fully God.
Fully human.
And the word fully, you know, by definition means that he had everything that any of us have who are human beings.
Yep.
Even though some of us repress, you know, some parts of what it means to be human.
Right.
And we repress the wrong things. And so a lot of Christians out there who, you know, if you, what does somebody say? There was a, that they look like they've been eating lemons, you know, on Sunday, and but you know they aren't being taught to be playful, and the humor that you present, that you bring, encourages that playful attitude. I think. What do you think about that?
And Christians,
Maurice,
don't always have to be. People think Christians are boring.
Yes,
you know what I mean. We're fun.
We are,
right,
fun.
Maurice, Ed, David.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. I mean, I think there's a, I don't know if you guys ever watched The Chosen.
Yes.
Yes.
Created by Dallas Jenkins, but I think in season 2, episode 8, he was about to do the Sermon on the Mount, excuse me, and all the people coming out, and and everything. And of course, Dallas took, you know, some liberties with the portrayal. I think it's the Book of Luke. But long story short, one of the statements made as they were about to do the Sermon on the Mount, one of the guys made it to the event, got all these people coming out, and he goes into the back area, stage area, and he said, "I'm looking for this comedian named Jesus."
Really?
I thought that was awesome. I'm like, wow, you know, and it just kind of lets you know that yes, he was a great teacher,
yes,
but he had a lot of fun at the same time.
Yes,
like that's why people loved him.
Absolutely.
He was able to relate to everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
He's not this stone-faced person.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy. He's a lovable Lord. And he wants everyone to be entertained as well. He didn't just teach the stuff by the book. That's why he told parables. That's why he made all of these riddle-like statements, because he wanted people to be entertained while he was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
In my opinion.
Amen. This is so absolutely true. And I believe today, Maurice, that you and those who are also led by the Spirit to bring humor into the public sphere, not the controlled environment of the church, but I mean the free, loose, and often chaotic life in the world, that the ministry that you're doing is people are hearing Christ through you, and they're becoming aware of the fact that, yes, to be a Christian, it's not a dour and dark affair, where all it is about not being able to do the things that you enjoy, all those sins, by the way, that were killing you and we didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I got from Luke 6:21 here, Jesus talking to his disciples, or the crowd actually, and he says, "Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you should be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh."
That's right.
You shall laugh. And that's the ESV, but it's pretty much the same way in all the scriptures that I've read. And that's, I guess, part of the Sermon on the Mount. But Jesus made that promise, and he was well appreciative of that. I think we need what you're doing, if I may say, and I'd love for you to carry on with this thought, but you're actually the sword of the Spirit. And I've been privileged to know other Christian comedians and hear what they do. And every time, as you're going through your set, what I'm seeing is the sword of the Spirit cutting through misunderstandings and the darkness that enfolds people, that keeps them from joy. Not happiness, again, that's, again, brain chemistry, but joy. What does the Scripture say? It's a gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah. So,
you know, Maurice, on the flip side of that, I have a question. I say I've been accused of being one of my bishops used to call me a stand-up priest. But anyway, I do find that there are people, Christians, that will accuse you of idle words. And the Bible does talk about idle words in several places. And they want to insinuate that there should be no comedy inserted into Scripture. And I always look at those people as being legalistic and being just locked into a miserable Christian existence. Have you been confronted by that?
I, to be totally honest, I can't say that I've personally been confronted with that, but I know that it is an issue within the church where they have this mentality that you just accurately described. I mean, it's a real thing. I thank God I haven't actually met it, but I do know that it exists. I think that what's funny to me about that is in Proverbs it says laughter is like a medicine.
Amen.
So where does the laughter come from if it doesn't come from comedy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my thought as well.
In answer to your question, no, I've never met that personally, but I have had friends that have met, Christian comedy friends, that have met that. It is something that is in the air for whatever reason where Christians feel like they can't laugh. I think the issue, I think the problem comes from the difference between pure, clean comedy and coarse, brazen jesting. which is not what God likes.
True. And yes.
I think it also may be affected by legalism as opposed to relationship with Christ.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's a way when people make, they go for low-hanging fruit is what a lot of secular comedians go for.
Amen.
And
yes.
According to God, that's called course jesting.
Course jesting.
Interesting.
So there is a difference. I mean, there's a way to make people laugh that God is not pleased with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to make people laugh that God is totally pleased with. And that's, I think, the difference that maybe some people in the church are struggling with, defining the difference. They just made it a blanket statement that you can't laugh, and God's not saying that.
Not at all.
Absolutely.
And that you have a ministry that eases people's burdens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it's not just for the moment, because when a burden is eased, it makes room for the Spirit to come in with the truth.
Absolutely.
And the truth never retreats. If you can, the furthest you get in the heart of a person, the truth never retreats. And so it's a great blessing. It's a healing ministry.
It is.
And now I know we have to let you go at 11:40 our time. And so we have about 4 minutes maybe. And I'm hoping, by the way, we'll get you back on the air down the road, because we haven't really covered all the ground we need to. But I would love for you again to tell people how they can reach you. Okay?
Okay. So you can reach me at mbecomedy.com. M as in Maurice, B as in Benny, E as in Entertainment, comedy.com. You can find out all the information about the tour, the Comedy in the Kingdom tour that I am organizing with Christian comedians around the country. The prayer is to do 25 to 30 cities and let the world see that there are Christian comedians out there that can put them on the floor.
Amen. Yes.
And make their night worthwhile, and they can leave feeling like, you know, I don't have this dirt on me. I don't have this negative kind of feeling on me. Like,
amen.
I feel clean, and I had a great time.
Good.
And so I just want the world to know that the Christian comedians can deliver, quote-unquote, the goods like the secular comedians can, and actually even better. So I want to expose that, and you can contact me at MauriceBrownComedyHour@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 703-357-6675.
Whoops, sounds like we have a call coming in, but we can't take it because this line is taken up.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just have to, undoubtedly, hopefully it's not someone that wants to, you know, book you. We'll get that information.
I don't think he, I think that he was recently in Fort Pierce. So
yes,
hopefully
recently,
he comes back into the area.
Yes.
We can get our listeners to come out and see you.
Amen. Mm. Well, brother, I know you've got to split, so we call that holy mitosis. But right, I want to thank you for being available. I did mean it that I want to get you back on the air down the road, and I would love next time you're coming in the area, you know, let us know, and we may be able to slip in a live interview.
Yeah, I'd like to make the show.
I would like to make the show.
Me too.
In fact, if you have a part where you bring somebody up from the audience, you know, they're kind of like a shill. Ed's great at that.
Oh, please.
But Maurice, God bless you, man. You are doing what God wants you to do, and you'll never know the kind of impact you have had and will have on the lives of God's people.
Right. Yeah, keep smiling, bro.
Yeah, keep smiling.
Thank you very much for what you do.
Hey, thank you, guys. God bless you guys. You guys keep smiling, too. Love you.
Yeah, thank you. Love you, man.
Maurice.
Take care. Bye-bye. Wow. That was, I know he had another meeting he had to go to.
Yeah, that's no problem.
But we will have him back on the air down the road, maybe into next year. This is such an important point.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was very, he loved humor. He loved to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And that for most of the life that I lived with him, he was just let things roll off his back. You know, he'd get burdened like everybody
That's
else.
That's where you got it from then.
That's kind of where I got it from. I didn't get anything back. Like that from my mother.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure she had any to give. Yeah. But no offense to her. You know, honor your father and your mother.
Amen.
But that was not her thing. Mm-hmm. Now, she laughed. I remember her laughing. Mm-hmm. But my dad, you know, when things got really hot, he'd laugh at stuff mm-hmm. that was happening to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not always, but like everything else, you know, you're human.
Yeah.
But especially as I met the Lord and grew up in the church, and came to still not being saved, but having inherited my father's sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
There was a point after I met Jesus that he kind of brought it all together for me, because I think there was a point when my sense of humor, which was, you know, really expansive, thanks to my dad, but then I would feel guilty.
Oh, really?
If I laughed at something, you know, that, well, maybe it had to do with God wanting to lighten my view of life, you know, say, don't take it so seriously,
mm-hmm.
or don't take yourself so seriously. Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most important point right there. Don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah.
And I learned that from my mother. You know, really.
Oh, you too.
As if, yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't know if this was her. She never really talked about it, but my impression of it was, you know, you don't realize how much you can affect the universe if, you know, you do or say the wrong thing. And so I grew up with that kind of thing. And
and
the whole appearance thing is very optics.
Yeah.
But she didn't do it. It was just something she grew up with.
Yeah.
Generational stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, the end of her life, she let go of that a little bit
mm-hmm.
Because of what she was going through at the end of her life, which is cancer and all that stuff.
Oh,
But I have learned in the ministry that I conducted as a pastor and all,
mm-hmm.
That I added humor into sermons and in my Bible mm-hmm. teaching, you know, we get
That's
people
good.
To laugh, open up. I found that people learn more.
Yeah.
If they can get them to chuckle a little bit, because mm-hmm. especially when you bring in stuff, people, human life,
mm-hmm.
you know, we struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Amen.
Not that easy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if, but if you can find a way of laughing
mm-hmm.
about the burdens,
mm-hmm.
that it's appropriate laughing.
Yeah.
You releases those burdens.
Yeah.
One important point I want to bring up is, and this is why this is the frontline show, because we bring in people who are making a difference for the kingdom of God in every
Amen.
Sphere.
Amen.
Okay, so you guys know the seven mountains of influence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what Lance Wallnau talks about. Mm-hmm. Entertainment is one of those mountains.
Yeah.
So the Lord is going to raise up people in all those different mountains of influence to make a difference.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We're not all going to be pastors. We're not going to all be ministers. But, you know, we got like WCNO, that's the media, entertainment. Maurice is making a difference in the mountain of entertainment.
Absolutely. You know, I like to remind the folks at my church, they talk about the comedy, and, you know, there's a point where you have to draw a line to not let the comedy element, the comedic element that you put into your ministry override the seriousness of the message.
Yes, the truth.
And you've got to be careful about that.
Yes.
And there are, I've seen a lot of pastors that don't understand that difference.
Mm.
And consequently, they overdo the comedic element of it
mm-hmm.
to the point where their message is lost.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
a good
not
point
received by
up.
The people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a balance that has to be achieved there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really something that we have to take seriously.
But the Lord raises up all different kinds of people. You know what I mean? We're not going to all be lawyers and doctors.
Right.
But we need to make a difference, especially in Hollywood, what's happened to Hollywood. We need Christians in that realm.
Yeah,
we need Christians
absolutely.
In all the realms, and that's why I love the guests that we bring on, because it's showing that the Lord is putting in these different people's hearts, whatever sector, whatever they find themselves in the marketplace, to be that light and the salt that we are called to be.
Well, the scripture says we're a holy nation, a royal priesthood.
Yep.
And I think that those of us that instill comedy into the program
mm-hmm.
come under the last heading, peculiar people. we are a peculiar people.
We are.
Us, and some of us are more peculiar than others.
Yeah.
I'm
so.
Calling,
you making a phone call?
Yep.
Sounds yes. Like, hey, Keith, you're on the air, brother.
Oh, Keith Richards.
Oh. No.
Hey, yeah. Hello,
Keith
brother.
Masters?
Keith Masters.
Masters.
Okay.
Yeah, Keith, I heard you'd called earlier, and I...
Masters.
The guy that we were interviewing, he comes in on the phone line, so...
there's some feedback.
There's some feedback there.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, we always like feedback, but not that kind. Yeah. Anyway.
Especially when we're hungry.
But I was really interested in hearing your commentary on Maurice Brown's interview.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Okay.
Are you calling from the Grand Canyon?
Oh, wait. Here's the feedback. I got the feedback. Okay, I figured
okay.
it out.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
oh.
Job 8:21, okay? Scripture tells us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay. Let's see. Hold on.
Okay, we're accustomed to dead air here at WCNO. You know, when we're live, who knows?
Okay, he will yet fill your mouth with laughter and lips with shouts of joy.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, that's Job 8:21.
Right.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 3:4 says, a time to weep... And
that's
a time
right.
to laugh.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very definitely.
Okay. And Luke 6:21, he tells us, blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh.
Yes.
These are great comments.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Great scripture.
Yeah. The Word of God is full of God's sharing with his people. That God laughs. God is perfect. You know, He wants us to. We're made in His image.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I was just trying to get that in because Scripture does tell us that we will laugh and we can laugh.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Very much.
When you were talking about being in the entertainment industry, it's about laughing and it's about bringing God into that industry so
yes.
that we can laugh.
Mm-hmm. And creating a situation when God does this where the laughter we enjoy is truly deep, it's truly spiritual, and it's healing.
Absolutely.
You know, laughter,
oh, yeah.
What do they say? Laughter is the best medicine.
Medicine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
well,
I know
that
that's
comes,
true.
That does come from Proverbs.
Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
A merry heart maketh good like medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call in to just touch base with that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, because when you guys were speaking before about the Christians, you know, sometimes we get too serious. You know, God created us in His image, and that is so that we can laugh.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Exactly. And to also know, you know, on the flip side, that if we present nothing but a dour, serious, you know, quote-unquote, visage, countenance to the world, they're not going to get...
They're not going to be attracted.
They're not going to be attracted. I mean,
yeah.
Who wants to, you know, who wants
boring.
To go? Boring.
Boring.
Right.
Reminds me of that country preacher who used to say, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't go out with women that do, I don't dance, I don't play the piano, I don't listen to no music, and you need what I got.
Yeah, right. What?
You can have fun and be a Christian, too.
Right.
And Keith, now, for those that don't know or remember, Keith Masters is a great friend of the radio station. He's the street preacher, and he has a great witness ministry down in Del Rey area. And he's been on the air with us several times and on this program several times. And Keith,
Just last week.
Yeah, well... And again today, so you know. But you always, when you come and be with us on the air, and it's happening now, it doesn't take you long to start, you know, bubbling up with the joy of the Lord, and it manifests itself in laughter. And on your street ministry, now you go out there, and the Holy Spirit leads you, and you meet people that need to know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And how often? And I've heard you talk about this. How often that. Humor, real godly humor, enters into how you present the gospel, and in fact, how you reach out to the people to whom you were sent. That's got to be a part of that.
Yes.
It is. Amen. It is. Lots of smiles out on the street, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So, and I can, David, personally, I can tell you God's got a sense of humor with what happens in my life with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You know?
Yes.
You know, so, you know, he disciplines us, and then he also has a sense of humor. So.
Oh, yes. Well, I have a little story I can tell very briefly this morning, because God knows that I'm one of these guys, I'm always in the fast lane, right? And so I'm always trying to move and do as much as I can in the shortest space of time.
Oh, you're actually driving.
No. Oh. Well, I'm in fast lane of life. You know,
oh,
just,
got it. Okay.
I'm very busy. So this morning here at the radio station, there's a lot of production work that I have to do. I'm the only guy. Well, Jonathan's here, but I'm the only producer here. So I had plenty to do before I had to get ready for this program. And then one of the things that I do is I make coffee for all of us here. Now,
okay.
I'd offer you some, but I can't shove it through the phone line. However, maybe there's a patch I can send you. You can slap it on your chest. But at any rate, so this morning I was running a little behind schedule. We had this wonderful lady that comes in and cleans the office. So I was late making the coffee. So I'm there, and the grounds were still there from Saturday when I made some coffee. So, and now the lovely lady that cleans had just finished mopping the kitchen floor that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is I pull the pot out so where I can flip the lid, get the part that comes out holding the grounds. And as I'm doing that, I lose my hold on it, and it flips and fly lands on the floor. So now I got to pick up the grounds with the old bin out of the basket
the filter.
And clean it up while I'm trying to get the water still flowing in the pot. And finally, then I got to get all that together, get it back and get it started, because I have more production work to do before we actually go on the air and get things set up in here. So I'm huffing and puffing and all this stuff. But here's the thing is I had to laugh, because at the end of all that, when I finally could take a break, God says, now, what did you learn about moving so fast you start making mistakes? We said, what have I told you?
Yep.
What have I told you before about that?
The faster I go, the behind I get.
Yeah, really. But at any rate, so it's the way it is. Yeah, Keith, you know, we got a few minutes. I'm glad we're on the air.
Yeah, very good.
So before we close, we got a few minutes. What else is going on with you today?
With who, me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. I just ran down out to Miami to go and rescue a couple of English bulldogs that my wife asked me to get, and I dropped them off in a hospital in downtown Miami. So I did send a text as I was driving WCNO. I'm listening to WCNO in downtown Miami.
Great.
Wow. How was the signal? Was it pretty strong?
I know.
Amen.
I know. And I was out west.
Wow.
Oh, really? Good. We got strong signal
good
out there.
Deal.
I
deal.
Know. It's awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Otherwise, my son is homesick from the first day of school today.
Oh,
he
no.
caught the flu.
Oh,
he caught
gosh.
The flu. And my wife had it over the weekend, so now my son has it. So I'm just getting back to the house and seeing how he's doing and trying to take care of him and his and making him better here.
Wow, that's tough. And you're the caregiver for both of them, right?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. So.
Well, we need to pray. We need to pray for them before we go. I think.
Amen.
You know,
yeah,
and for you as well. Why don't we? In fact, why don't we do that? Because this
Thank
is an
you.
Opportunity. We always love an opportunity to pray. Father
Amen.
God, we.
Amen.
Oh, we lift up to you Keith and his family, and thank you, Lord, that you have so richly blessed this entire body of people, Father. You have brought them together. You brought healing and your wisdom into their lives, Father, and today especially, we pray for that healing grace to be manifest in their physical lives, Father, that whatever viruses or bacteria or whatever is causing all of this, that you would just cast it out. Father, it's not part of the harmonious plan you have for their lives. It is not, in fact, something that, as citizens of your kingdom, the great benefit of healing is there for them. And it is now today we claim that benefit for them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Father, also lift Keith up to you. He's not only serving the people that you send him to outside of the home, but he's serving the people, his family, who live there. Bless him. Give him your wisdom and also your extra strength today.
Absolutely.
That he might do all the things that he needs to do in your name and for the people he loves. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, David. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Hey.
Thank you for those prayers.
I know we're going to have you in here live. Not that you're not live now. In fact, I've never known you not to be live, so keep
Amen.
It up.
That's right.
But we'll have you personally in the station here down the road. I know we've got another date with you.
Great.
But we'll,
Great. Yep.
Right now we're just going to say thank you, brother, for what you're doing.
Yep.
And
I'm out. God bless you guys.
Take
God
care.
You too, man. Take care.
God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm out.
What had happened, folks, is that we brought Maurice in on the phone line, and I don't think we can have a conference call by using the other phone in the studio, but then Jonathan said he thinks we can, so we're going to try it sometime, but it
okay.
wasn't today.
Oh, yeah.
So we couldn't take the call while we had Maurice on the line. But now that we were able, I just thought to get Keith. He's always good for hearing the Word of God, what's happening, and I appreciate his listening and sharing from the Word of God. I think the message for today is, you know, if you have had any questions about humor, if you yourself find yourself so bound up in being serious that you can't laugh, and I personally will say to you, from my own experience, and I think my co-hosts will agree, that's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That being bound up, you know, and being afraid to laugh, even to be playful.
Yeah.
You know, proper playfulness is part of living in Christ.
That's part of bringing light into the darkness.
Light into the, yes.
And that's how we all interact in here. We're always laughing.
Yeah, we are.
We have such a good time.
I know.
Uh-huh.
It's the Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit.
It's
not chemicals of any kind.
You know,
we're not doing
nothing like that. It's our natural humor.
It's our natural
endorphin. It's endorphin. Yeah.
It's a
chemical.
Laughing creates a very good body creates endorphins.
That's right.
And that helps you feel that sense of ebullience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know? Really.
There he goes spitting out that thesaurus.
Hey, ebullience is a good word. Let me tell you.
Is.
We need a dictionary whenever we're near David, right? Our phone, dictionary.com.
It's part of my ministry to incite people to look
up the word bloviation.
Bloviation, right. Well, we hope this has been a blessing to you. This certainly
Absolutely.
Has blessed us.
Yes.
And, you know, I was just going to say we have about a minute before we have to go off the air here. And we know many people enjoy this program, and there are other programs that we do. We know that you listen to and that you enjoy them, but we don't hear from you.
No.
Now, we would really like to hear from you about your experience with the programs. What are they really touching you, or you know? And on the other side, if you have a you know criticism, we're happy to hear that too.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, our egos aren't weak here. You know, we trust the Lord, and if there's something we're doing that maybe we could do better, we want to hear it.
And you know what? When we have guests on, we always welcome people to call in to ask the guest a question.
And of course, we're going to figure out if we can do that properly with the equipment we have.
Mm-hmm.
But you can call us to 772-221-1100. Or if you want to take the more glacial route to getting us a word, you can go to our web. You can do go to the website and leave us WCNO at WCNO.com, and you can leave a comment, or you can just send an email to WCNO@WCNO.com, and maybe in the subject line say the front line or to Dave or whatever. And if you have a comment, we'd love to hear you from you.
Or even like suggested guests that they want to hear from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll always bring it before the Lord first, obviously.
We always do that.
Yeah.